Sort of confusing Shaklavatarya with very interesting halacha lemaisa ramifications. And that's one thing. When we finish the shechita thing, what I want to do is there's a sugya lekamidi. The Tosis. The reason I'd like to go through that carefully is because among the fake heterim for abortions is a total misunderstanding of how to go through this sugya. And Tosis discusses it, and you have to see the number of sugyas about it. Okay. The Gemara begins as follows. Reish Lakish. Gemara takes up Reish Lakish's halacha. The Gemara previously had brought Reish Lakish in to say what Reish Lakish actually held. And then the Gemara continues. El Amr Abchia Barab Amr Rabbi Yochanan Rukasha Kam Kodem Chazor Kam Lachal. So Mishnah says no come. Now the Gemara takes up Reish Lakish directly. Gufo Amr Reish Lakish Shachar Sakane Meachar Nikva Hareya Kshenra. Amr Rabba Rava. That's the Chagas with its Rava Rava. Amr Reish Lakish Elo. Because it's manach b'dekula. Then Rav Zera has a different idea. So when the Gemara begins, Rav Rabba, whoever it was, he's of the opinion of manach b'dekula. We're reading it according to Rashi. And then along comes Reb Zera and says, no, there's another idea here of treifel chatzi chayus. What does that mean? What's the idea behind it? And it's stodim on that. It's stodim on that are as follows. Treifel is an otolomos. So once the animal actually began dying, and I remember previously we said death is a process. So once the animal began dying, so you kind of have a psul of no talamas. It's a very reasonable thing of ain trevel chatzachas. Or, another way of looking at it is that ain ochanami, that it begins with no talamas. Then the halacha defines a certain trefa. And that isser trefa becomes an independent isser. The background might be no talamas. Okay. Certain psul in the animal. The psul happens. It's on the way to die, but the psul happens. I don't care. You know that. There's another way of looking at it. The reason one might look at it that way, there's a very strange halacha. The very strange halacha is that in an esrig, an esrig is a citrus fruit. And a citrus fruit, wherever you have all these little pieces of fruit with a little membrane around it. Let's say that all becomes one big mush. So the Gemara all of a sudden says, in an animal, it'd be treifa, therefore an esrog gets possible. What does it have to do with anything? It's a whole very complex issue there. Psul Tarfus applies to an Esrig as well. Esrig is not Nota Lomas. There's no such thing. Remember, one year there was a person bought a very super expensive Esrig and decided, he paid a fortune for this Esrig and decided he wants to use it. Why should I use it only one year? I spent so much money. I'll use it next year, put it in the freezer. Next year, I remember I was walking home from shul with my Rebbe Zecharon Levracha. He said, see this beautiful Esrig? He says, gorgeous Esrig. He says, yes, from last year. He says, Shulchan Aruch says it's possible. Then, no, I froze it. He said, but the Shulchan Aruch says after a year it's possible, it's possible. No, take it. You got to take it again, make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch says possible. He said, why is it possible? I don't know, but it's possible. Shulchan Aruch says possible, possible. After Sukkot, he cut open the Esrig. Everything turned into one big mush. Anyone knows why? Because he broke down all those membranes. No? It was possible. So, somehow, psul, Trevor has a psul, applied to Esrig for whatever reason, however the more it gets there. That might be the Sofik. I'm not sure what the Sofik is. Yesh Trevor Chatzichayet. Why ain't Trevor Chatzichayet? I understand. If the definition of the definition of treif is no talomos, then you did the first step of killing it. Not no talomos, it's the way to die, really. It's not a obad. Okay. But that is what Reb Zera said. The Gemara goes back and forth. Did Reb Zera really say it? He didn't say it back and forth. Okay. And then the Gemara says, lo ha debe Reb Zera. Says Rashi. So what's the... So Lord the Bereb said, "Upshita lay the Reb Zera the apachilu shari the ain't treifel chatzi chayus." So there's a machlokas according to Rashi between Reb Zera and Reish Lakish. If Reish Lakish says it's why he says, "Lord the Bereb, upshita lay Reb Zera the apachilu shari." The ain't treifel chatzi chayis, or the boy Reb Zera the inyan tumah. Okay. So what do we have here? They both agree that if you make a nekiv in the reya, after the koneh, it's no good. Comes along Reb Zera says, also if you make a nekiv in the bnei meayim. And Rav Shlokesh has his fur of manach b'dikula, whatever that means, we'll see. And comes along, Rav Zera said, no, there's a different reason it's motor. It's because of ein treifel chatzi chayis. Comes along the Gemara and says something else. Then comes in Rav Acha ben Yaakov. Rachabah Yaakov comes in and says, what? Shema minu med Reb Shlokesh. Mezamnu Yisrael b'nei me'ayim. Mezamnu ofer b'nei me'ayim. My timer. Yisrael de b'shchita talya milsa. Kevin de k'shchita ma'al yisir. Yishtori lehu akum. Akum de menechirat. He says, what? The moment, what does? Now, Rachabah Yaakov coming with a very specific pshat. In what manach b'dikula. Manach b'dikula means it is disconnected. I view it as disconnected from the body. Being disconnected from the body. So, when a Jew shechts, it's all one process of shechita. So, the shechita is mater eva menachai, the moment I finish the simonim, and that's it. There's no eva menachai, shechita is mater it. Okay. As far as the Akum goes, Shechita is irrelevant. Since Shechita is irrelevant, it's not matter anything for the Akum. So I have either the Kone either the Reya or the Reya plus Mem, I am disconnected from the body. And if I would chop the tail off, it would be Eva Menachai. And therefore, this is like I chopped the tail off, it's Eva Menachai. And no difference between do that and if I reached into the body of the cow and I pulled out the cut and the vesh. So, disconnect. Then comes along Rav Papa and says, Hava yasina kabei d'racha b'yakov. Okay. He says, it's a brisa. He says, Ubamine. We ask him, let him be a comedian. Yisrael Shari, Akamas. Well, as we're trying to explain, Jews begin with what Akamas also, and then we have extra things. But here there's something that, as far as the Akam is concerned, he's going to. As far as the Akam is concerned, it's going to still be alive, so it's Eved Menachai because Shechita didn't apply to it. And there's a brisa that says it. Okay. So, what's the maskana? So we have a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Reb Zeira. The Gemara doesn't say Har Paskin. Then we have Rabbi Acha ben Yaakov saying what? That according to Reish Lakish, becomes out to be Eved Menachai. Then there's a brisa against it. So why? And the Gemara seems they could make a meeting. Okay, so that's how the sugya ends up. Yeah, it seems to be clear that if you have a regular shechita, you can invite a guy to eat. Okay, this is how Rashi would learn the sugya, a very straightforward way. The one who expounds on Rashi in a very detailed way is the Rashba. And the Rashba ends up, questions how the Rashba ends up passing like Reish Lakish. And the question is to be careful in Rishonim. Are they passing Reish Lakish b'toras v'adai? Or is he passing with chorus? I have a machlokas, Rab and Rab Zeira in a deraisa, and in that deraisa, passing, we go lechumra because we don't have a clear psak. Maybe that. So then there's going to be a question in both directions. What about mizamnim Yisrael? Can you invite an akum? So we have mikim midin. So the question he's going to raise is a very serious question. What happens if when the Jew shechts, not a Jew shechts, a goy shechts, or what happens when a Jew shechts a behemoth tmeya? Let's say you shecht a behemoth tmeya, you cut the cut in the veshin, and then all of a sudden, what's the halacha on that? You don't say Yimei. So does that mean the B'nai Me'ayim will now become Asur as Eva Menachai? There's another question. And that's a question Achronim bring up. The Rashba doesn't bring it. The crazy place he brings it up. And the Torah sure bring it up. Let's say you shecht a cow and you make a mistake in the shechita. It's a nevela. Can you sell that cow to a goy? Why? If the bnei me'ayim and lungs are evim and achai, the nevela is in mirshul. Maybe you can't sell it to a goy. There's another question. What happens, and this is Maisim B'chol Yom, you have a shechita, and you find an animal to be a treifa. Can, as far as, so there's no mikvah, maybe. So, what happens? Can you then sell, can you give it off to a goy? What do they do with treifa animals when they give it off to a goy? Who said it's mutter? This Gemara. Okay, so let's see what the Rashi has to say about the whole thing. But this is a very, very, you know, at a Talmud who was father at a slaughterhouse for chickens. What do they do with all the treifas? He saved it and gave it to the firemen and policemen there for their July 4th picnic. Okay, is it Lufnei Evel at St. Mishul or not? Sometimes how you pass in the suya, what comes out of the suya? Okay. Nowadays, now, what happens? The Virgin had other questions. Remember, nowadays no one has fresh chickens. When I was growing up, used to get fresh chickens before the freezers. And nothing was so mass produced. So very often you take a chicken to the Rav and he passes kosher treif. Rav passes treif, can I give it to my guy to help? I can give the chicken, but I have to take out the me'ayim and the reya. Very simple, very, very simple kasha. Okay, let's see what the Rashba had to say about it. Now the Rashba paskins the sugya. Now, in the psak of the sugya, there are three possible psakim of the sugya. One is to paskin like Reish Lakish. One is to paskin like Reb Zera. And one is to paskin to Suffolk, you go lechum in all directions. Those are the possibilities. With many, many halacha lemaisa. Okay. Says the Rashba. He says, "Uperush noch." Kach perish Rashi. Now I'm going to explain Rashi. He says, goes through the whole thing. Ulfi Gersuzu, you can find that, if you, those of you who have it. Reb Zera Mekel, Midrabonin. Ubein Nikfar Reya, Ubein Nikfar B'nei Me'ayim, Kshere. Shein Trefus L'chatzi Chayas. So Reb Zera is the Mekel. Okay. Ufigal came along to Reish Lakish, the Machmet Fei, the Shaltorah Holy Chacha HaMachmet. So what does the Rashba say? Rashba say, we paskin like Reish Lakish, not Petorah's Vadai. It's a Machlokas. We don't have a clear psak, so you go to Chumrah. What would be in a case where Reb Zera, for instance, would be the Machmet? We pass like Reb Zera. But it's just a question of who was the machmer and who was the maker. And therefore, Amr Bacha B'Yakov, Shema Min Amad Rav Shimon and Lakish, Mizam Yisrael and Klomar, they came into Sovel Leila Reish Lakish. Now he's explaining. The Kol Shandishkatu Hasimonim B'nei Me'ayim Kaman D'man Chabedikula Dami. Hail Achashrita Simon ki ilu pirshu min habehema miyad kodam shetetze nafsh. The moment I shech both simonim, what is the halacha? I view it as disconnected from the body. Now, what is he saying? So, but what would be if a person shechted just one simon? Shechted the corner and then stopped and then let the animal die. would Reish Lakish say that the Reya is then an Eved Min HaChai? Because the Reya got disconnected before. Or not? Rashi is not talking about that. He says, what is? Because what did Rav Acha ben Yaakov talk about? Rav Acha ben Yaakov happened to be talking a case where the Jews allowed to eat it. So, the Jews allowed to eat it. So, that means he went through two simonim. And the goy can't eat it. And the goy can't touch it. The Bnei Me'ayim can't touch the Bnei Me'ayim. Because now it's disconnected. Both are disconnected. The Kohen and the Veshet are now have been cut. So therefore, the Rei and the Bnei Me'ayim are disconnected. Rashi, for some reason, and Ron will tell us why, says we're only talking about the Rei, not about the stomach, not about the liver, not about all sorts of other internal organs. It's as if it's disconnected. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a real disconnect. Then comes in Rapapa. Says, wait a second. We have a klal, lekamidi. What does lekamidi mean? That Jews took wherever goyim were, went to a higher madrega. So you can't have something that's also to goyim, mutter for a Jew. So if it's mutter for a Jew, it's mutter for a goyim. And he has a brisa that proves the point. Says, now let's see the Rashman. So Rashman says, it's got disconnected from the animal before it died. Yisrael de b'shkita tani milse kemeni to shkita mal yisir shtarilu. That means, what is he saying? Wait 1 second. I have a question. The question I have is, I went through the corner. I disconnected the Reya. Then, I shechted the Vesha, the animal's muta. Wait 1 second. By the time the animal's muta, is that chal on the Reya? It's not chal on the Reya. The Reya is now disconnected. Apparently, for a Jew, no one ever said you can't eat lungs. So apparently, as long as the disconnect happened as part of the Maaseh Shechita, the Maaseh Shechita is matir the entire thing. So it's matir everything that got disconnected during the process of Shechita. Just like, we have a problem. I shechta kana. Wait a second, the animal's now a trefa, then I go to Veshet. By the time I go to the Veshet, I'm shechting a trefa. No. It all happens part, you know, it's all one Maaseh Shechita. I don't have to worry that in the middle of the Maaseh Shechita became Pesukas HaGeres and Nekuvas HaVeshet. Every Shechita is mata the entire animal. Here too, it's mata the Eved Min HaChai that became as a result of the Shechita. It's mata trefa that became as a result of the Shechita. That's for a Jew. But for a guy does not have the heter shechita. So it got disconnected and it's not going to become mutter until when? Until the animal dies. So, at that point, the animal dies. The Bnei Me'ayim are not connected to the animal anymore, so what is Eved Min HaChai? Comes along Rav Papa and says, no, because the Lekamidi, the matir of the Shechita, applies to the Goy as well. And it's not Eved Min HaChai. That's how the Gemara flows according to Rashi. And the Rashi says like this. Kevin is over later Reish Lakish to Chol Shnich to Has Simon and Bnei Meiyim Gemad and Manach Bidu Kulu Damyan Hem Laach Hashchitzes Has Simon and Kilu Pirshu Mena Beheim and Meiyad Tan Yudu Lo Karach Abba Yaakov Harot Zalech O Beheim Mablo Mavoch Ajitet Laach and Echad Noch Hashem Muto. So now he begins talking to Lashem. When do we say this? V'davki b'behem ekshera u'v'sheshochto Yisrael hu d'mutu l'zamin alem nechra v'achlina min ha'bosa ha'povish v'menu kodem sh'teit z'inash v'kev in the behem ha'bashchita hi Yisrael z'shochto bar ikshuri b'shchita hu in eterasi they lu ha'mesa l'gamri a matter, and since a matter for a Jew, a matter for a guy. Hey da. Shochen as a corner, Avon Grav Damir and the Damir Red Command the Mark with the cool. It doesn't mean it's totally para disconnected. If I would pull out the lungs, for instance, it would be an Eben Melechai. So, what is it? So, what did Reish Lakish talk about? Reish Lakish said, listen, the fact that it's becoming, I am making it into a disconnect. As a result of the Maisa Shechita, that doesn't bother a Jew because the Shechita is going to be Mata the Yisrael v'Melechai. So the Gabi, where does it disconnect? Treifa. It's only the Gabi Treifa. He says. But if I'm shechting a pig, shechting a camel, so, he said, if I shecht a cow, I shecht a pig, for whatever reason you're going to shecht them, so then it's not a shechita, that's matter anything for a Jew. It's not matter anything for a Jew. So the Bnei Meiyim become also to a guy. And if a guy shechts, also. And here, a certain in Reish Lakish comes along the four shore of the crazy place and says, okay. Let's say you're monobolin in the middle. You make a drossi, you make a hagroma, you make a chalota. You do a shahir, whatever. They're all the same thing is going to be true. You're not matter for the Jew, so the name AI, we're going to be no good. Okay. Then he continues. We're treating the animal as if it is a dead animal. So if I pull anything out after Shechita. So whatever became Eben Mechai as part of the Maisa Shechita, the Maisa Shechita Hamatira, is included, I'm being mafgir the Yisrael v'Melechai. What I pull out afterwards, I pull out afterwards. Because the Torah contains both l'gabi a Jew and l'gabi a goy, it's dead. Hilkoch ben l'roch ben yisom mutars. I said again. Okay. Uli inyan shochet ha-sakon ha-manikva ha-reya ufi ha-peva shi-pirashu. But the Rav Zeira, Kai belong to Rav Shimon and Lakish. The Ksheva, the Yesh, why? The Yesh no Leshchito Metchilo V'Ad Sof. Hol Shenechter HaKona, Hara Reya Kaman, the Mancha B'Dikulo. Wait 1 second. He's saying a major idea here. And I'm very bothered by this major idea he's saying here. He seems to be contradicting himself. Why? What is he saying? Just cutting the corner by itself, that's not going to... It's only because it's shechita. So if I look at the corner as in... When can I look at the corner as an independent maisa shechita? Only according to the mandama yesh shechita mitchila vatsa. But if I didn't do that, I took my hands and I ripped the corner apart like that. So I'm not going to say the lungs are kamarach bidikula. So what about if I do a shechita pasula? Who said that I say yes shechita mitchila v'atzof? Had he not thrown in this word yes shechita mitchila v'atzof, I'd say, but wait 1 second. If I shech the pig, do I say yes shechita mitchila v'atzof? Why should I say shech? Why should I say yes shechita mitchila v'atzof? Why shech the pig? That's, had he not thrown in this, it's poshut. And a lot of people ask, talking to Deva, he seems to say, I can say, I shecht a goy shechts a cow, I say, yes, shechita mitchila v'atzof.
Everything he spoke about, a goy and a behema tmeya, and then I shecht both simon.
And shecht both simon.
I mean, the idea of only one shechit, one kaneh, that is only by the way. But for the whole nafkimin of mezamnim akum, it's enough. So, even if it's malchut b'tchula after both simanim, and for that you don't need yesh no shechit.
So what's the answer? When? What did he say? Reish Lakish said, if I shech the corner and then I matrif it. Okay. So then what do I say? It was a Maishah Shechita happened to the corner. Okay. But what did he say? If I shech both simonim. I went to the corner of the Vashon. Okay. So then, even if I was so, I don't have to come out to get shechita. But he's saying something else. Was it a shechita or not a shechita? He didn't say, if I go with my fingers, I snap the corner. So then I matter. Okay. So my problem is as follows. Ein achanami, ein shechita el lebesof. It's a shechita. But only in a shechita do I say kamarach b'ruchu. Otherwise, I'll wait till it dies. Is he coming up with an idea that we had? So then I have a problem. Let's say I'm a nabal the animal. Is that a shechita but a shechita psula? In which I say, okay, kamarach b'ruchu. Let's say the animal's a treif. We'll come back to this question. We'll see. But had he not thrown in this idea of yesh shechita mitchila v'atzof, I'm saying nothing doesn't have the shem shechita, just cutting the corner of the vashon. But he's saying no, not just cutting the corner of the vashon. Has it din shechita?
That means that the whole mancha betikula is only by a ma'ase shechita.
By a ma'ase shechita.
And even both simonim, it would be malchut b'tikula only with the shechita both simonim.
A shechita both simonim.
By behemoth meya, we wouldn't apply malchut
b'tikula. Yeah, but he does. Problem.
Rabbi, doesn't he more apply it by shechitas like the cats?
Where?
On the base of the base.
That's right. So what's he talking about here? With the shechita. Then, Rabbi Hendler, you're right. So what he's throwing in, yes, shechita mitchila v'atzof. Okay. Why am I going to call that mandomo? Whatever it is. I snap with my fingers, it's the same thing. And that's the stira in, where's that the stira in? That's the stira in Reish Lakish, the Gemara asks, right? That goof is the stira in Reish Lakish. Rabbi Hendler's on the ball.
Technically, the Gemara was just talking only about the Kana, not the Gabi, the Reya.
Okay, fine.
It's because it came from the Reya.
Okay, fine. I'm not here to solve the problem yet. Okay? I just trying to teach you how to think through something in a thorough way. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yes.
In the Torah Sabayis here, all the cases that the case that he was addressing, that he says that it's a not kosher animal and you can't feed it to a guy, he's specifically referring to the case where you buser apparishment. He's not actually talking about the case of giving him the rea or the b'nei
me'ai. We're not talking about manach b'dekula? I don't know. Well, let's go back. Tanya delo karavacha b'yakov rotz lechov b'mehem. So he says, b'yachon nochma v'davka b'mehem et tmeila. He says, I mean, he's not talking about mezamnim of b'nei me'ayim. He's just talking about the b'raisa. Yeah, b'mehem et sheva v'shon. Oh, maybe he's not talking about b'nei me'ayim. Could be.
That was my deal from also when he can the Lazami.
What?
When he summarizes everything by that.
We'll get to the end. We'll get to the, I haven't gone to the end yet. Okay. The after we show us hakon of a nikva harayo, abo nikva shar b'nei meyayim lo. Why didn't we show us habesh of nikva b'nei meyayim? Rav Fassi Zal, lo kosev. The Rav doesn't agree with me. Other Reish Lakish. Why we don't bask in that way? Why not? Or Isin B'Shemra, Rav Aram David. No, it's in Tamblad, Shafil Reish Lakish, Shev Shidahadabe. He changed his mind. And because we don't know what he said. Vilgum Avdina Uvda Kiha Lukula. Now let's see. He brings then two other shatim, and then let's see his summary. Umikol makom havocha kareish lakish. Chada. Why am I paskining like Reish Lakish? Yabrinin vahada be Reb Zeir lo me the srile karaba. Hayt fei odav to lishna the gemara hu. Me the ravacha the dachin lo lam lo hada be. The first rab rava member of Reish Lakish. Shema minah. Mizbes Havel Kavase. Neveler Reb Zeira Yochid L'Gabayim Aloch Yoch Mocham Rabbi. So now, what is he doing? He's passing like Reish Lakish, but Torah's Vadai, not but Torah's Chumra. Neveler Reb Zeira Yoch. Okay, we all been coming from Rav Yaakov Shmami to Reish Lakish. So apparently, Rav Yaakov is working within Reish Lakish. Yim Toma, you will say. Shani Hosam Shanishkatu Shnaim Rov Shnaim. Kena Mai Toli Lobid Reish Lakish. Afilu Kolamanan. Maybe you'll say everyone is of the opinion Manach B'dikul after you go through two. Umiu Bryce the Tony, Hotel Kazaz Botsman Ben Sashkita, Mamto Archetes and Absha, Nocher Kazamutan, Lo Pliga, the Reish Lakish, and Kane Lus for Menai. And the Gemara didn't have a Bryce against Reish Lakish, the Gemara had a Bryce against whom? The Papa. Kusha the Milk Sahasim Shiny, the Cayman in Shehi Bas Shkita, Shachla Yisrael, Dove, the Bar Yakshur Bishkita, who Shacha. Or Shnayim, or Rov Shnayim, Kishem Shenichshiro, the Yisrof, Achman Shulurach. Golkim Ravacha by Yaakov, Marsh for the Sri Lake, Avotsi Kedamor. The Halok to Reish Lakish, Reich and the Nik for Hareya. O Bnei Me'ayim, Kodem Shchitas Rov HaSimin. Now he says as follows. Boholo Tzricha Lamayim in the Treif. If I did it before I did Rov Simin, no. Ech Shem Mi'ut Yishavashim, Nikrit Sidon, no. He said, okay, now, how does he know this? From Lieben Sakin. What is Lieben Sakin? What I do? I go through 1/3 of the corner, and I'm burning on top of where I did it. Once, and what do we say? What's it? If I do it to the Vesha, I'd make it a cool Vesha. Okay. Ulozami nochri al b'nei me'ayim. Getting back to inam al botsa poish men al b'hemi kodem shetetz in afsha. In b'hemi tohora the bas shchita hi v'nishchita al yedei Yisrael the ben shchita hu mutar. Av b'hemi tmeya afil al yedei Yisrael v'inam b'hemi tohora al yedei nochri Bata Porsche Makom Shetetz in Afsha, also the Zamra was a noch. He Acher Shetetz in Afsha, Shabbat.
He didn't bring over here B'nai Me'ayim.
Nothing about B'nai Me'ayim here.
By Behemet Me'ayim.
Behemet Me'ayim. Didn't say anything about B'nai Me'ayim. Skips it. So when can you not give a guy something? Bata Porsche Makom Kodom Shetetz in Afsha. Wait a second. We pass him like Reish Lakish. So he should tell me that in a behemoth temeya, the bnei me'ayim are going to be awesome. Doesn't say that. What's our portion? How do I square that with what he said before? No. This is a Rashba that has to be explained. He talks and he talks and he talks. Sometimes when they have five words, you can read everything into that you want. But he's not letting you do that. He's talking and talking and talking and talking. And we have to come up with a picture. And he's working within Rashi. He's working within Rashi. Now, he calls Tosis. Not by the name, he calls it. But this is his psak within Rashi. A paskim reich lokish b'toris vadai. And reich lokish held kemanach b'dikuvah. And a very simple question. I shecht an animal and I make a mistake in the shechita. Can I sell this animal to a goy with the b'nei me'ayim? I have to take out the b'nei me'ayim and the reya first. Simple, simple question. Aloha l'mais. If I have a chicken and you find a broken wing, turns out to be treif, can you give it to your goyish help? If the bnei me'ayim is still inside. Bnei me'ayim is not inside, sorry, you can give it to him. Let's say, can you, if the bnei me'ayim is still inside. Very, very simple. What does the rock? Now, what does Tosfos say? Yesh mafarshim. Rav Zeira machmir tvei midrash lakish. Hoda be Rav Zemi hoda ain't pray for l'chatzir chayis. Rav Zeira said, yesh pray for l'chatzir chayis. No. Rav Zeira changed his mind on this topic. This is Tosfos. And yesh pray for l'chatzir chayis. Vomer Rav Acha, lo'olum lo hoda be. Yadayin kushosim komo bebas. Okay. Hilkoch Reb Zeira Cholek Hula Gamri Ad Reish Lakish. Zer Kotsu Mishmor Shereb Chemecha. Maskin Lo'olam Lo'hadabe Reb Zeira. So what does Reb Zeira say? Avol Reb Zeira V'nikvar Rei Treif Esfir Rei. Okay. This is how Tosfos says. Reb Zeira is Machmer. He doesn't hold the Manach B'dikulo. And he doesn't hold of yesh treifel chatzichayus. Ain't treifel chatz. He holds yesh treifel chatzichayus. No. So how do you paskin? So Rav Zeira and Reish Lakish. Who's the machmir now? Rav Zeira is the machmir. Now we paskin. He would Tosu Patrak Zer Batoros Vadai or Batoros Sofek. Okay. And he says he doesn't like this pshat, he likes Rashi's pshat. So let's see what the Rush does with Tosus. Ruach Simin Yud Aleph. I wrote to Lechem of Behemah Kolom Shetet Zayn Afshem Chodah Kazayitz Bos. Loka Rabacha B'yak. He says. Mishum Vesh Loki Shochad Esakon Abacha Nikva Raya Kshay Mishum Ach Betul Loka Nami Hani B'nei Me'ayi Mavu Kivu Nachum Rabahemah Kolom Shetet Zayn Afshem. Lesson Nami L'Resh Lakish. We do not paskin like Resh Lakish. We paskin like Reb Zeira. And the Kabayusin Shal Reb Zeira. Sova Yesh Trefer L'Chatzi Chayas. Shal Chazabo Me Bayos. Mashihik Shal Rabachim Yachz Nol Simonei Trefer. Hitarta. The Dvar of the Rabakom. Hey Resh Lakish Shomer Shnei Dvarim Shasosim Zed Zed. And Bechlau. We don't know what even Resh Lakish held. He became in Shachmur. He says, "Look at din. I mean now, Hilchah Avid." But he throws in three words: Avdin and Luchama. First of all, we go like Reb Zeira. He's a Mashma. But how we don't know where Resh Lakish held, and that's Tosis. Okay. So what do we have here? We have. So ain't trefel, we don't paskin now. The difference is as follows. Resh Lakish held manach b'dikula. So if the Rosh is paskin like Rav Zeira Stam, we don't believe in manach b'dikula. But sometimes manach b'dikula may be a chumra too. When? Legabe a goy. So, that's the question, how we pask. So if you take a look in the Rambam, Rambam paskins against Resh Lakish b'toras Vadai. He doesn't say it's a suffix, right? He passes against Resh Lakish. So the Rambam does not have b'chlal any problem of giving this cow over to a guy. Doesn't have that problem. But the question is, in the Rosh, what's the problem? How does he pask? He's going with Tosis. How would Tosis pask? So Mirtzah Shem Blineta tomorrow. By that time, you have seen the Rashba side. We'll explain, hopefully, the Rashba. Hopefully we'll explain the Rashba. And Tosis. And then we'll see. And those of you who are energetic want to see what Achronim are worrying about Lavach Lamaisa. In Simakov Zayin Yoredei, there's a long, crazy place in Long to Ashore. About the question is, how do we pass Kanasugya? And can we, when you have an animal that the Shechita goes wrong, can you give the animal off to a goy? You have to take the Bnei Me'ayim and the Reya out first before you give it to a goy. How do we pass in this for you? According to the Rambam, we don't pass the B'chal Manach B'dikula. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch says also is not necessarily whether it's also B'toros Vayde B'toros Safek, and that's where the crazy place is in. For sure, I'm not going to go over. So that's where they discuss exactly how to understand the sukkah. Okay.